Max is up late tonight because he and Liz have big plans. Tonight is a very special night. Max has been begging and begging his big sister for weeks, and she finally relented. Tonight she's going to use him as a fuck toy and then choke him to death on her cock. He's so excited. He's watched so many videos online of little cubs, just like him being snuffed out. Last night he saw a bunny girl get hung by a noose while her brother ate her out, and the night before he saw a puppy boy stroking himself as he was fucked all the way through by a horse. And tonight, he finally gets to join them. He spends several minutes getting his tablet set up just right on his desk, fiddling with the angle and zoom so that it can see his bed, and a bit of the area around it. His heart is pounding in his chest as he presses record, thinking about the video that he's streaming up now. It's his way of paying back all the little cubs who'd given their lives to make snuff videos for him to watch. Max tries to be patient as he waits for his sister to join him. Just as he's about to try to sneak down the hall to her room and fetch her, there's a quiet, sneaky knock at the door. Max jumps up and runs to open it. There she is, Liz, his beautiful older sister, wearing a soft gray t-shirt and nothing else. Max blushes at how daring Liz is. Their parents are heavy sleepers, but they do sometimes get up at night to check on them. Liz smirks and steps inside, closing the door behind her. She grabs Max's face in her hand and forces him to look up at her. She rubs her thumb over his bottom lip affectionately, and he opens his mouth enough for her to push her thumb inside. He looks into her eyes, his face simultaneously innocent and horny. "There's my little bro," she says. "Don't worry, I won't keep you waiting." Liz pushes Max back onto the bed and starts to undress him, removing his teddy bear pajamas. She tosses them aside and leans over him, her hard cock pressing against his belly. Max looks up at her with adoration, his little mouse heart racing with excitement. "How does it feel, little brother, to know that you're never going to wear clothes again, that you're going to be a naked little slut for the rest of your life?" Max blushes, looking at his favorite pajamas, balled up and lying in the corner of the room where Liz casually tossed them. His little dick involuntarily flexed as his mind wandered. "I think I'll warm you up by fucking your little ass," Liz says, her voice rough with desire. "And then I'm going to shove my cock down your cute little throat and I'm not going to take it out. I'm just going to pound your face like a schoolyard bully while you choke on it. And then I'm going to just hold my cock all the way down your throat. Until you die. How does that sound, little brother?" Max nods eagerly, his eyes shining up at his big sister as he spread his legs for her. Liz grins and grabs the bottle of thick, white, cum-flavored lube hidden in the back of her naughty little brother's bedside table. The bottle was her birthday present to the kid, and he's almost used it all up. She lubes up her shaft, then squirts some on her fingers and begins to rub it on Max's tight ring, massaging the sensitive little spot. Max wriggles and squirms with excitement, his little hole clenching and unclenching as Liz prepares him. She pushes him onto his back and fingers the little guy until his ears fold back and he's as relaxed as a little mouse in a warm, sunny meadow. "That's it, little brother. Liz coos. Get nice and loosey-goosey for me." She lines up her cock with Max's tiny hole, gently takes hold of his little hips, and pushes herself inside him, her slick shaft sliding deep, deep into her kid brother. She wastes no time before she's humping into the boy, sliding her cock in and out of his little hole and moving faster each time. Max moans in rhythm with her thrusts, his little hands grasping at Liz's thighs as she pounds into his ass, making happy little noises of pleasure. Max's eyes glaze over as he gets lost in the sensation, his tiny body rocking back and forth on the bed as he takes every inch of his sister's cock. She slams into him, her thick cock stretching his perfect little hole as she chases her pleasure. Max bites his paw to quiet himself before he makes too much noise, his little body shaking with the force of her thrusts, his cute little face contorted in ecstasy. Liz fucks him hard and fast, her hips slamming against his ass as she pounds him relentlessly. Max's little body bounces on the bed as he takes every inch of her cock. As she senses his orgasm approaching, Liz slows down and then pulls out of the boy. She humps her much bigger lube-slick cock against Max's little dick. She takes his paws and brings them over her own as she rubs her cock against him. Max gets the hint and begins stroking his dick while humping up against his sister's. "That's right, just like that, kiddo. Now let me spin you around," and she maneuvers him so that his head is facing her, and he's looking at her adorably upside down, staring enraptured at his older sister as he strokes his little dick. He looks up at her, his eyes widening as he suddenly realizes what comes next. They've never gone ass to mouth before. Don't worry, little bro. I've rimmed you 1,000 times and my perfect little bro has never failed to be perfectly clean for me. He hesitates for a moment, a question in his eyes. She giggles. Are you really worried about whether this is safe? Trust me. The fact that I was just fucking your perfect little tail hole is the safest thing about this. He blushes furiously, and she smirks as he subconsciously humps eagerly up into his little paw. Now is the moment of truth, kiddo. I'm going to fuck your throat now, she says, her voice level and hypnotizing. And once it goes in, it's not coming out. Not for a long time. A very, very long time. So it's time to decide, how deep do you want to take me? Max opens his mouth, his lungs pumping with eager excitement. He reaches up and grabs Liz's thighs, pulling himself closer to her. Liz stands still, as if bolted to the earth, lining her cock up just above the bedspread, standing almost right against the bed. The message is clear. She's going to stay right here, and it's up to Max to decide how far down her cock he wants to go. She knows he has a snuff fetish. She's the one who showed him all of his favorite videos, after all. But it's one thing to paw yourself off to a forbidden video up in your room, to watch some little cub you've never met meet their squirmy little end half the world away. It's another thing entirely to star in one yourself. Liz will be okay if he only takes a bit of her cock inside, of course. He can probably take the first third of her cock and still breathe just fine, and there's no shame in that. She can still play along with his snuff fantasies too, pretending that it's gonna kill him. She knows from experience, that's the easiest way to get her little brother off. She'll make fun of him afterwards, if he chickens out, of course. But that's her prerogative, as his big sis. While Liz muses over all this, Max takes the tip of her cock in his mouth, licking and suckling on it, savoring the flavor of the cum lube and his big sister's warm skin. Then he looks past it, up into Liz's eyes, and reaches up to grab her leg. He slowly, deliberately, pulls himself towards her, as inch by patient inch slides down his tongue. Then just past the end of his tongue, he pauses there, panting with excitement, and Liz smirks down at him, about to say something. Then on a sudden impulse, he surprises them both, and pulls his body hard into hers, feeling her cock push quickly past his tongue and down into his throat. The well-lubed cock slides quickly down his throat until he finds himself with his head upside down and hanging off the bed, his nose nuzzling the soft fur of her balls, and his mouth kissing the base of her cock. His throat is hugging her long member all along its length, and he can feel her so very far inside him. He gives a shiver of pleasure just from the joy of being so full, his body being wrapped around his beloved older sister's cock. A shiver runs up Liz's spine to match it as she stares dumbfounded down at her cute little brother. She takes one hand and gently holds his neck by the side, admiring the way his little throat is distended. Well, that's decided then. And then she begins fucking her little brother to death. She languidly thrusts her cock in and out of his little face. She looks down at his little body and muses, almost philosophical. Just look at you, little bro. You willingly doomed yourself, and I've never seen you so hard. Oh, you're a natural-born cocksucker, Max, she says. Gosh, I'm going to miss you. Max makes cute little gulping and sputtering noises in time with her thrusts, his eyes clenched tight as he tries to accommodate her increasing rhythm. Oh, Max, you really are a willing little snuff slut, aren't you? Isn't it nice? Soon you'll never have to think about anything ever again. She coos, her voice dripping with sadistic glee. Can you feel yourself starting to go, Max? Your body starting to shut down? Heart slowing? Brain getting sluggish? Don't fight it. Just keep stroking your little dick while I rub my balls across your face and hold your mouth tight against the base of my cock. Ooh, look at those cute little shudders and shivers, huh? Gosh, you're really enjoying this, aren't you? I bet you never felt this good in your whole life. How are you enjoying the sensation of suffocation? The feeling of your airway being filled up by my thick shaft? Your whole body crying out for air, needing it. But one horny little decision that you made, and now the answer is no. Forever. You're never taking another breath. Liz's pace increases steadily as she talks. The glick-glick-glick sound of air trapped in Max's little throat hitting a quick staccato beat. I bet you're imagining all the other cubs you saw online, getting snuffed out by their big siblings just like you are now. Or you imagine all the other little cubs who'll be watching you, wishing they were in your place, getting choked to death on their big sister's cop? Don't worry, I'll make sure they all get to see it all. All the way to the big finish, the moment you pass away, stroking your little dick the whole time as you shudder and convulse on my cock. Liz's muscles tense as she feels her body approach the brink. She pants, through gritted teeth, I have one final gift for you, little brother. She then slams her hips brutally into his face, slamming the back of his head into the hard edge of the bed frame. Once, twice, three times, and then her cum starts pouring down into his belly. She rubs her balls against his nose and lidded eyes, then slowly pulls her cock out of his throat as his body involuntarily gasps for air. But air doesn't reach him. Instead, his lungs are filled with rope after rope of her thick white cum. His eyes go wide, his own dick throbbing and spurting cum onto his chest, as his body convulses adorably. Good boy. That's right. That's how you say thank you when someone gives you a present, she says, holding her little brother's head in place and shooting cum deep into his lungs as he spasms in asphyxia and euphoria. Liz is panting, babbling lovingly to her little brother as she gently humps into him, enjoying the afterglow as she pumps in the last few shots. I bet you love the feeling of your lungs filling up, don't you, Max? You love how my cum feels as it coats your insides. Even if I let you go, I wonder if you could breathe. It's a good thing you're so cute as you're dying. It's easy for me to stay hard even after coming that hard. You're in the home stretch now, Max. Just a little bit more and then it will all be over. And I'll be left to clean up the mess and bury your adorable little body. But don't worry. I'll make sure to get a cute little tombstone that says, Beloved Little Brother. Hmm? No, that's not quite right. How about Dumb Little Snuff Slut? Yeah, that's more fitting. That's how you should be remembered. I can't wait to show off the video to Mom and Dad and all your little friends at the funeral. I wonder what they'll think about how you pulled yourself onto my dick, practically begging me to kill you. Or how even now, you're not trying to free yourself at all. You're lying obediently on your back like a good boy, stroking your little dick while you die. Better hurry. Your shaky little paws can barely keep up enough of a rhythm to give your audience one last little squirt, squirt. Ha ha. Do you think any of your friends will want to join you? Maybe your little puppy friend, Ollie. He looks up to you, you know. I wonder what he'll say when I show him this video. I'll give him a private showing. Maybe you two could be buried in side-by-side plots with matching cute little headstones. This is enough to send Max's hypoxic little head over the edge a second time, his paw rapidly stroking his dick as it fountains up a thin little load, covering his paw and crotch with his watery last orgasm. His throat makes cute little grunting sounds as he involuntarily tries one last time to get any air at all in. His cute little gulps go quiet as he goes into his final little death throes. Liz praises Max to the end, whispering encouragement with her low, sultry voice. Good boy. Oh, good boy. What a good little snuff slut you are. Look at you dying for me. I love how shaky and wiggly you are as you die. You're such a cute little cocksucker, Max. It's too bad that fucked up little sluts like you don't get to go to heaven, huh? So this is it. Enjoy your oblivion, my faggy little brother. You've earned it. She feels his body begin to go still, gripping his throat tight with one hand, and feeling his heart's final few desperate and confused pumps. She rubs her balls affectionately across his face and grips the back of his head, pressing her cock as deeply as possible as she can inside him, as her little brother dies and goes still. She looks up and stares directly into the camera on the tablet and pulls back before slamming her hips forward, breaking the silence with a loud whack of her little brother's head hitting the bed. Whack, whack, whack! She closes her eyes and shudders for a long moment. Liz pulls her cock slowly out from Max's throat and gives his face a couple of wet slaps with her cum-covered tool, rubbing it all over him and making a point to press a thick dollop of cum right into his vacant little eye. Oh, you always hated that, didn't you, my dead little slut, when you got cum in your eyes? Here, let me help. And she reached down with her thumb and rubbed it in harder. She gives one last knowing smirk at the camera. Then she turns and silently leaves the room. The camera frame is left looking at Max's dead body, covered in his own cum, his head hanging off the edge. Occasionally, a bit of cum will slide out of his mouth, up his cheek, and across his vacant little eyes, until it drips onto the wood floor of his former bedroom.